Hey, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. With All Sweet Margarine invite you to Meet the Meat. And now, Swift and Company, who bring you All Sweet Margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meeks, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's breakfast time at the little white house with the green shutters, and judging from the conversation around the table, one member of the family seems to find no interest whatsoever in family, fun, or frivolity.
My word, Peggy.
I beg your pardon, daughter.
Oh, nothing, Father. I just said...
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Well, now that could mean any one of three things. Number one, I'm tired. Number two, I'm bored. Or number three, I got a crush on somebody.
A crush? Please, Father, don't be childish.
Oh, pardon me while I grow up. Who is the lucky boy this time?
Harold Harbinger.
Harold Harbinger? Peggy, is he in a relation to Horace Harbinger of the Harbinger Manufacturing Company?
Why, Mortimer, you know Harold. He's Horace's son.
Nisi, don't tell me you got a crush on that skinny kid with the oversized head and them pipe-stem legs.
Uncle Louie, Harold is not skinny. He's lean and tall and handsome and so masterful.
Well, that description of Harold makes me Mr. America.
Well, he is. He's sort of Humphrey Bogart. Only he's got more hair in front.
Yeah. Well, I always fancied myself as Cary Grantish.
Well, if you're Cary Grantish, Louis, I'm Gregory Peckish.
Oh, really?
Mortimer Louie. Stop being silly. So you're interested in the son of Horace Harbinger, Peggy.
Well, goodness, you all act like there was a crime or something.
Well, now, Peggy, dear, I've never met Harold's father personally, but there are certain things that you ought to know if you plan on going out with Harold.
Oh, golly, parents can make things so complicated. What should I know, Father?
Well, for instance, the situation between my boss, Mr. Barker, and Harold's father, Mr. Harbinger. They're, well, sort of enemies in a friendly way.
Oh, are you kidding, Morty? Both them guys are allergic to friends. And old man Barker is even allergic to people.
Louis, be quiet. Mortimer, I had no idea things were like that.
Well, neither did I.
Yes, well, they are. But then, of course, Mr. Barker has his good side, too. He appointed me general chairman in charge of arranging for Barker and Company employees' annual picnic this year.
Mortimer, you modest thing. Why didn't you tell us sooner? I'd completely forgotten about the picnic.
Golly, Daddy, general chairman.
Oh, boy, the annual picnic. Hey, I'm going to ask Gert on a perfect date.
A perfect date? With you?
Yeah, tons of food, games, entertainment, all for free. What could be more perfect?
Oh, it's going to be such fun. Mortimer, when is the picnic? I want to ask Beth Lewis and her family to go with us.
Yeah, I've got to make plans, too. Ah, the vigorous struggle of the tug of war. Oh, how I love to watch it.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't know the exact date. You see, it all depends on when we can reserve Phillips Park for the picnic.
Oh.
Yes, everybody wants a picnic around this time of year, and Phillips Park is the only place in town that's suitable.
Oh, don't worry, Daddy. You'll work it out. Gee, I can hardly wait to ask Harold to go with me.
Well, that's nice, Dave. What? Ask Harold to go with me? You mean you're going to ask Harold Harbinger to go to the Barker & Company employees' picnic after what I told you about his father and Mr. Barker?
Oh, sure, Daddy. Harold and I will be the ambassadors of goodwill between Harbinger & Company and Barker & Company.
Oh, my gracious.
Why, Mortimer, what's wrong with that? I think Peggy has a cute idea.
Yeah, well, it's cute, dear. But if Peggy turns up at Mr. Barker's picnic with anyone named Harbinger as her ambassador of goodwill, I will end up as Mr. Barker's minister of the interior. And by interior, I mean the interior of Siberia.
Next time you take in a play or movie, pay special attention to the scenery. You'll notice that stage settings very seldom distract from the story. On the contrary, they add just the right touch of charm. Now that's the way it is with the delicate, natural flavor of All Sweet Margarine. All Sweet enhances flavor any time, any way you serve it. But it never covers up. It never disguises the natural goodness of food. And the glorious quality of All Sweet isn't a sometime thing either. You see, Swift and Company rigidly controls the farm fresh ingredients and the exacting methods of producing every pound of consistently delicious All Sweet. Yes, that delicate natural flavor comes from freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk, enriched by all the fine vegetable oils that can be properly absorbed. And remember, every pound of gloriously good All Sweet contains at least 15,000 units of precious vitamin A. No table spread is richer in food energy. No table spread is more delightful in flavor than rich, nourishing All Sweet. So next time you're shopping, buy All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Oh, my gracious, it's nearly 8 o'clock. I've got to get to work.
What's the rush, Morty? What's the rush? You act like old man Barker was standing outside the plant with a whip.
You don't say that, Louie. He might think of it.
I lost all track of time when we got talking about the picnic.
Oh, gee, so did I. Oh, I'm so excited. I've got the tingle.
Yeah, me too, DC. And you know what I'm going to do right now?
No, but I can make a few suggestions.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to make up a list of the people that I want to ask to the picnic.
You don't tell me they'd leave that nice, smoky pool room for a day in the horrid old sunshine.
Hey, now listen, Morty.
Come on, Daddy. I'll walk with you. I'm meeting Harold at Green's drugstore this morning.
Harold. Look, Peggy, I don't suppose you could possibly be persuaded to ask someone else to the picnic.
Hmm?
Like Elmer or Richard, for instance?
Elmer or Richard? Father, those children.
Well, of course, dear, that was foolish. Harold is a man.
Oh, he certainly is. Why, he's almost 17.
Oh, Mortimer, don't carry on so. If Peggy wants to ask Harold to the picnic, I think she should. He might decline, you know.
Yeah, cheer up, Morty. We ain't going to no funeral.
We aren't.
No, it's a picnic.
Yeah, well, it may be a picnic to you. But if Mr. Barker sees my daughter with Harold Harbinger, it will be a funeral. My funeral. I have a feeling I'm being rushed to an early grave.
Hi, Harold. Have you been waiting long?
Yeah, Peggy, but that's okay. In Bogey's last picture, he says it's a man's destiny to wait for a woman.
Oh, golly, Harold. You mean I'm your destiny?
Easy, baby. Don't crowd me. I'm the elusive type.
Why, Harold, you look just exactly like Humphrey Bogart when you said that. Only not quite so old.
I did? Gosh, Peggy, come to think of it, you sort of look like Lauren Bacall. Only not quite so hungry.
Harold, listen. I've got the most wonderful plans for us.
Okay, baby, shoot. If I like them, I may string along. Just relax.
Oh, Harbinger, you're not on the silver screen. And I don't like your attitude. That's certainly a fine way to treat a forthcoming invitation.
Well, golly, I didn't expect an invitation from you. I wanted to invite you to my father's annual employee picnic.
Okay, you can invite me, and I accept.
Not so fast, baby. Men like me can never make plans, see? Maybe I'll go treasure hunting in the Sierra Madre, see?
Harold, you can stop being inscrutable, see?
Okay. Peg, will you go to my dad's company picnic with me?
Sure. And Harold, will you go to Barker and Company's employee picnic with me?
Sure. Golly, two picnics in a... Peggy, did you say the Barker and Company picnic?
Harold, I know what you're going to say, so don't. My father works for Barker and Company. And if I can go to the Harbinger Company's picnic, I don't see why you can't go to Barker and Company.
Gosh, Peggy, don't get sore. You don't know my father. When is Barker and Company's picnic?
I don't know yet, but it'll be soon. When's your father's picnic?
No, I don't know either. Pop told me to call the park commissioner this morning and find out. I'll have to let you know. And Peggy.
Yes, Harold.
Well, I don't mind not being Humphrey Bogart. Peggy.
Yes, Harold.
Don't you think that I sort of look like Dana Andrews in profile?
Well, Meek?
Yes?
What have you been doing about the plans for the annual employees' picnic, eh? Got everything boxed up as usual?
No, Mr. Barker. Why, I've got Gus Guthrie down in the factory in charge of refreshments and taking care of the contests and prizes.
Fine. Gus is a good man.
Yes.
Jog him up, Meek. We haven't much time. I hear Philip Park is pretty well booked up. So get hold of the park commissioner right away and reserve the park for next Sunday.
Reserve the park for Sunday?
For sure. Nothing must go wrong. Too many people will be making plans. And Meek,
For your sake, I hope I didn't pick the wrong man to head this thing.
Oh, you can rely on me, Mr. Barker.
Rely on you? Don't be ridiculous. There's only one man I can rely on, Walter Barker.
And after all these years, I still keep on hoping.
Now get going. Get hold of the park commissioner and get that park. Signed, yours in brevity, Walter Barker.
Hello?
Hello, Peggy. This is Harold. I've got disastrous news. Worse than that. It's awful.
Well, Harold, what's the matter? Are you sick?
Not yet, but it'd certainly solve a lot of problems if I were. I just called the park commissioner about reserving Phillips Park for my pop's picnic next Sunday.
Oh.
That's the only day available. Everything else is booked up.
Well, Harold, what's wrong with next Sunday? That's a nice day to have an outing.
Wait, the worst is yet to come. The park commissioner's all up in the air. He says somebody else is trying to reserve the park for that day, too.
Oh.
He wouldn't tell me who. He just said he wished people would leave him alone.
Oh, Harold, have you told your father?
Yeah, I told him. Then he told me. Since then, I don't hear so good. Pop's thinking of taking the case to the Supreme Court. He says that pig-headed park commissioner can't do that to him.
Well, Tammy?
He's doing it, and his pop's screaming. So, Peggy.
Yes, Harold?
As much as it scares me, is your invitation to Barker and Company's picnic still open? I mean, even though my pop's picnic may fall through?
Why, sure, Harold. Gosh, cheer up. We'll have a lot of fun.
Sure, Peggy, lots of fun. And look at all the exercise I'll get. Keeping one jump ahead of Mr. Barker all day.
But, Mr. Barker, the park commissioner didn't say we definitely could not have Phillips Park for our picnic Sunday.
Oh, he didn't say we definitely couldn't have the park.
No, it's just that someone else called for the park for Sunday, too, and the commissioner has to decide who to give it to.
Well, you listen to me, you bumble-headed idiot. I told you to get that park for Barker and Company. And so help me, Meek, if the commissioner doesn't give it to you, I will. And I don't mean the park. I mean the gate. And I will personally escort you by the scruff of your neck. Now get going before I lose my temper.
Where in the world have you been? You're awfully late for lunch.
Yeah, Morty, I'm practically wasted away to a shadow.
And the way you eat, you could be a total eclipse. Well, I'm sorry, Agatha, but everything seems to have gone wrong this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, specifically, it looks like there might not be any Barker and Company picnic.
No picnic? Mm? Oh, but Daddy, I've already invited Harold.
And I'm sorry, dear, but it looks like we might not be able to get the park for our picnic Sunday.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mr. Barker thinks I'm responsible because someone else is trying to get it.
Oh, God, Harold, trying to get Phillips Park Sunday for his company picnic. Oh.
Peggy, say that again, but distinctly this time.
Well, Harold invited me to his father's company picnic for next Sunday at Phillips Park.
Go on, dear.
And then he told me somebody else was trying to get Phillips Park for their picnic.
And that somebody else was me.
Oh.
Oh, my gracious. When I tell Mr. Barker that Horace Harbinger's after Phillips Park, too, he'll turn it into an international crisis. Complete with Romico and Benito.
Oh, get it, Daddy. You better sit down.
I'd better lie down. That way I won't have to fart a ball when Mr. Barker gets hold of
me. Hello?
Peggy Meek, this is Harold Harbinger.
Why, gosh, Harold, why so formal all of a sudden?
Never mind the idle platitudes, Miss Meek. I have just discovered I have been used as a dupe. A mere tool.
Huh?
The park commissioner told me who's been trying to get Phillips Park for Sunday.
Oh, now you know.
I certainly do. Barker and Company. And what's even worse, your father.
Well, Harold Harbinger, you sound as though you thought I had something to do with it.
Well, it seems to me you might have warned me. Golly, my pop's furious, and so is the park commissioner.
Well, Harold Harbinger, you make me furious.
But, Peggy...
And furthermore, I wouldn't go to your father's company picnic if it was the last picnic on Earth.
Oh, gee, but, Peggy...
And what's more, you can just forget about my invitation to the Barker picnic. I've decided to play the field again, and I don't mean baseball. Goodbye.
Oh, my gracious, dear. I couldn't help overhearing. I'm sorry Harold took that attitude. But, well, perhaps it's just as well. He'd probably take after his father.
Yeah. I never did trust skinny kids. It's a good thing you found out about that, Harold, when you did meet
me. Oh, none of you understand at all. Harold and I are just victims of circumstances. Vicious circumstances. Vicious circumstances.
Peggy, you mean...
I mean, Harold Harbinger is the most wonderful boy in the world. And he and I, who were just like Romeo and Juliet, victims. victims of a silly family feud. Oh, I wish I'd never even heard of a picnic.
Hello there. Anybody home?
Oh, hello, Mr. Weigel. Won't you come in? I'm just planning my menu for Barker & Company's annual picnic tomorrow.
Well, it's a good thing I dropped over. You know, I'm a picnic planner from way back.
Oh?
Yes, yes, indeed. Now, let's see. Do you prefer the old-school type of picnic lunch, Mrs. Meek? You know, sandwiches, potato salad, deviled eggs, chocolate cake, and fruit cake?
Well, I was going to...
Or do you lean more toward the modern idea of taking along a thermos of hot, nourishing soup, fried chicken, a tossed green salad, an ice cream packed in dry ice?
Well, it
doesn't really matter what kind of picnic lunch you take along. Here's something that is important, Mrs. Meek. Those sandwiches, that fried chicken, those cakes and cookies will be extra delicious if you remember to use all sweet margarine.
Well, of course, I always do use all sweet.
And here's another thing, Mrs. Meek. All sweet margarine is a natural picnic goer. All sweet will arrive at any picnic in perfect condition. Not too runny, not too hard. Just perfect for spreading on sandwiches or toasted rolls. Yes, ma'am. All sweet, delicate, natural flavor, its easy spreadability, and its glorious freshness make any meal an excursion into good eating. Oh, but of course, Mrs. Meek, as much as I'm tempted to, I wouldn't dream of making any suggestions or planning that picnic lunch for you. I'll just run along now. See you at the picnic tomorrow.
Well, Meek, you got Phillips Park all right, eh?
Well, Mr. Barker, I talked to the park commissioner.
Fine, Meek. What time can we have the park on Sunday?
Well, but Mr. Barker, that's what I was going to tell you. The park commissioner doesn't know whether to give Phillips Park to Barker and Company or...
Or who, Meek? Come. Who else is trying to get the park?
The Harbinger Manufacturing Company.
What? The Harbinger Manufacturing Company? Oh, no. This is too much. Horace Harbinger wouldn't dare.
But Mr. Barker, maybe...
Harbinger's probably been plotting this for months. He knows my reputation won't be worth a blood nickel if my employees don't get their picnic.
But Mr. Barker...
He's probably been sending over spies to find out my plans. Oh, that malignant, malicious, evil-tempered, grasping, overbearing old man. But he'll not get away with it. I'll stop him in his tracks. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Meek.
Yes, Mr. Barker?
Horace Harbinger is not going to get the park.
I'm going to get the park.
You are going to get it for Barker and Company on Sunday.
On Sunday.
And if you don't, you're fired. And I will personally run you out of town on the rail. Understand?
Yes, sir. Far out of town, Mr. Barker?
Manufacturing Company, state your business and be brief.
Oh, my gracious shade, Mr. Barker. Mr. Harbinger, this is Mortimer Meek. I'm calling about a very important matter to us both.
Stop talking in riddles. State your business and be quick about it.
Well, Mr. Harbinger, do you suppose it would be possible for you to change the date of your employees' picnic at Phillips Park Sunday?
Don't be ridiculous. I don't know whether we can get the park for sure. Just who are you, Meek? What do you do?
Well, I'm general chairman of Barker & Company's employee picnic.
Barker & Company? Oh, so Walter Barker's trying to find out my plans, is he? Sending over spies, is he? Why, that overbearing, evil-tempered old man of all the grasping, malignant, malicious plots I ever heard of.
No, Mr. Harbinger. Mr. Barker doesn't know I'm even...
Never mind the explanations, Meek. You tell Walter Barker that I'm going to get Phillips Park for my employees' picnic on Sunday, even if I have to buy the park from the city. Have you got that?
Yes, Mr. Harbinger.
And one thing more. You tell Walter Barker that if I catch him anywhere near Phillips Park on Sunday, I'll tear him limb from limb. Goodbye, Meek.
You'll tear Mr. Barker limb from limb. My gracious. Mr. Harbinger sounds like a man after my own heart.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
I am, Daddy. Mother's over at Jeff Lewis's, and Uncle Louie is trying to explain things to his girlfriend, Gert.
Well, there's a conversation I'd love to hear. Oh, my gracious baby, I hate to see you so unhappy. Has Harold called since this noon?
Oh, no, but I wish he would. Oh, golly, Daddy. Isn't there some way we can straighten out this picnic mess?
Well, dear, I've tried everything I know. I even called Harold's father, but he's just as stubborn as Mr. Barker. If you can imagine such an awful thing.
Oh, I think it's absolutely disgusting. To spoil everybody's good time just because two mean old men are mad at each other. Oh, golly, why can't people get together?
Well, Peggy, after all, that's what causes... Peggy, repeat what you just said.
Well, I... I just said I didn't know why people can't get together.
Well, Peggy, I've got an idea. Now, it may not work, and I may get fired, but that's liable to happen anyway, so what have I got to lose?
Well, Daddy, you've got a peculiar gleam in your eye.
Peggy, you tell Agatha and Louie that everything's going to be all right. Now, I got a lot of work to do.
Daddy, is there anything I can do?
Well, you might dust off the family suitcases. If my idea doesn't work, we may have to make a very hasty exit.
Gosh, Mr. Meek, the way Peggy carried on, I didn't think any of the Meek family would talk to me.
Harold, you don't know how important you've become to the Meek family, including Peggy.
I have? Gosh, that's wonderful. Peggy's terrific.
Well, Harold, I've had that same idea since the day she was born. I did. Well, now, this isn't going to be easy, but...
Shoot, Mr. Meek. After my session with my father, nothing will ever scare me again.
I understand, my boy. Well, Harold, do you want to help me clear up this employee's picnic mix-up?
Do I? What do we do first?
Well, first, we're off to see the park commissioner.
The park commissioner? Gee, Mr. Meek, how brave can you get? After all the trouble we've caused him today, he'll probably throw us out on our ears.
Harold, who would you rather face, your father and Mr. Barker or the park commissioner?
Mr. Meek, when you put it that way, compared to those two roaring lions, the park commissioner's a little lamb.
Hello, Mr. Barker. This is Mortimer Meek. Yes, I just talked to the park commissioner. Yes, sir. Well, Phillips Park is ours for the Barker and Company's picnic on Sunday. The park is open at 10 o'clock. Well, thank you, Mr. Barker. You're wonderful, too.
Hello, Father.
Huh? Oh, wait a minute, Dad. This is good news. I just talked to the park commissioner. Uh-huh. We can have Phillips Park for the Harbinger's employees' picnic on Sunday. At 10. What? I can have my job back. An increase in my allowance. Gosh, Dad, that's terrific. And, Dad, it's a pleasure to have you for a father.
Hello, Gus. Gus, this is Mortimer Meek. Yes, and now look, you've got to help me out. I want you to do something for me in strictest confidence. Now, I can't do it all myself, so I want you to start rounding up.
Hello, Al. This is Harold Harbinger. Is there anyone around who can hear you now? No? Good. Listen, Al, this has got to be kept secret. Uh-huh. You know about the employee picnic, huh? Well, will you start right now and notify them?
Mortimer Meek, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Beth Lewis thought I was absolutely crazy. Imagine inviting her to the picnic the day before yesterday, canceling it yesterday, and calling her up again today now that we're going.
Oh, gee, Daddy, we must be getting awful close to Phillips Park. Look at all the cars.
My stars, I didn't know Barker and Company had so many employees.
Hey, boy, look at all the classy tomatoes walking to the park. Hey, you! Carrot Top! Yeah, you! Meet me at the refreshment stand.
Oh, Louie, for heaven's sakes, come back in out of that window. You've got the car all tilted off center.
Oh, relax, Morty. Ain't you got no holiday spirit?
Louie's right, Mortimer. I think this should be fun at... Mortimer.
Huh?
You see what I see? There, at the entrance to the park.
Oh, they're putting up signs.
Yeah, and it don't take no Houdini to figure out what they say. Look at that one. Harbinger Manufacturing Company Annual Outing. Oh, brother.
But there goes another sign up. Barker and Company's annual employee picnic.
Hey, both companies are here. Maybe there will be a tug of war with a noose in the rope.
Oh, my gracious. Do you really think there might be trouble? Mortimer, why don't you say something?
How can I, dear? I'm holding my breath.
Oh, Mortimer, when Peggy said you had a plan, I didn't think you'd do anything like this. What's Mr. Barker going to say?
Hi, Peggy. Boy, am I glad you got here.
I have. I didn't expect to see you.
You'd better take a good look, because I may not be here very long after my pop arrived.
Harold, did you take care of things as you were supposed to?
Sure, Mr. Meek. I only hope somebody takes care of us later, like when my dad arrives, for instance.
And Mr. Barker.
Mortimer, you mean Harold's father, Mr. Barker, don't know about this yet?
Oh, maybe not, but it won't be long now. Here comes old man Barker.
Ooh, and my pop right behind him.
Yeah, see you, Lady Morty. When we meet, pretend that you don't know me, Morty. Meek! What's the meaning of
What are Harbinger's employees doing here? You told me we had Phillips Parker. I was the man.
Oh, no, you don't, Parker. Now that. My son told me my company was given the park today, so you get your people together and get out.
What?
Get out.
Speak, you're responsible for this. I'll be the laughing stock of the whole town after this. How do you expect my employees to have any fun when they're tripping all over this old goat's employees?
Old goat? Listen, you. You get your employees out of here so mine can have the room real men need. Hey! Real men.
Huh? What's that noise, Meek?
Harold, what's going on here?
Well, gentlemen, that noise you hear happens to be the employees of both companies falling all over each other and having a whale of a good time.
That's right, Potts. Mr. Meek and I got our company baseball teams to come out and play each other.
But baseball? My favorite game!
Baseball. I love it. Meek, that was a stroke of genius.
Never mind the backslapping, Parker. What I want to know is, who's winning?
Who's winning? Who do you think will win? Barker and Company, of course.
That bunch of old ladies? Don't be ridiculous. Why, my team will swim the socks off of yours. Come on, Walter, come on. I'll give you odds I win.
Odds you win, Horace. Make it easy on yourself, old man. Oh, and Meek,
yes?
Have a good time today. You earned it. Come on, Horace. Have a cigar.
Take one of mine, Walter.
Take several. Oh, Mortimer, I'm so happy you made everything turn out all right.
Yes, and I'm so happy Mr. Barker didn't turn me inside out.
Mortimer.
Huh?
Look.
What?
Over there, Harold and Peggy.
Where?
There, walking away from the baseball game, arm in arm.
Well, dear, as I recall, when we were that age, you didn't help me play second base either, right?
Now, maybe you think you're a dyed-in-the-wool expert on toasted cheese sandwiches, but unless you've tasted them made with delicate, natural-flavored, all-sweet margarine, why, you're just a beginner. Simply spread white bread generously with the smooth, creamy goodness of all-sweet. All-sweet is so wonderfully economical that you can be as extravagant as you please with it. And you'll want to spread glorious golden all-sweet from crust to crust, because by doing that, you're actually doubling the food energy of each piece of bread. Next, place the cheese between the slices of bread and finish up this delectable treat by browning the sandwiches in hot, melted all-sweet. Mmm. Your toast and cheese will come out a scrumptious golden brown, flavored through and through with the mellow goodness of all-sweet. And say, this tempting dish is wonderfully nutritious, too. Remember, there are at least 15,000 units of vitamin A in every delightful pound of all-sweet. Yes, regardless of price, you couldn't find a more delicious, more nutritious table spread than all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Peggy.
Yes, Harold?
Do you believe in mergers?
Well, it depends on who is going to have a merger with whom.
Well, I was just thinking about today, how beautiful and peaceful everything is here at the picnic.
Yes, Harold.
And I was thinking how if people can get along with each other.
Yes, Harold.
And not fight or quarrel or have tiffs.
Yes, Harold.
Well, I was just thinking.
Thinking what, Harold?
That maybe someday.
Oh, someday.
Harbinger and Company and Barker and Company could merge with me as president.
Harold Harbinger, that's the meanest, most spiteful thing I've ever heard anybody say.
Huh?
Oh, I hate you. Even if you do look like Humphrey Bogart.
Women, honestly. What did I say?
Meet the Meat, starring Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrot. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.